Via Hemp, let's talk about it. Via Hemp offers THC and non-THC craft cannabis experiences. Now, I love a non-THC option when it comes to your overall wellness. I'm talking sleep aid, maybe anxiety if you have that. Well, that's where Via comes into play. And did you know even a non-THC option, if you're doing fertility or IVF, can be helpful? Look into that. Well, Via is incredible. You got to be 21 plus. You can get 15% off with my exclusive code TSFS when you go to viahemp, viahemp.com. They have all kinds of lifestyle products. And like I said, the best part is with the THC or without, so you don't have the buzzy. Don't you love my cannabis lingo? I mean, the buzzy. Anyway, yeah, I'm unique. What can I say? Look, order now. You're going to love Via Hemp. Use the code TSFS to receive 15% off and a one-time free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use the code TSFS at checkout. Support the show. Tell them I sent you and enhance your everyday life with Via Hemp. Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. Brandon Graves, one of the stars of Buying Beverly Hills on Netflix, is here. Well, first timer to the Sarah Fraser Show.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for having me. What's up, Sarah?
You know what? All is well. All is well. And, I just discovered that you two are a podcaster.
I am. I started my show basically, Brandon, maybe about 6 months ago. I wanted to use it as an opportunity, you know, to dish. You see me on our show, but there's a lot more that I have to say that you don't necessarily get to hear. So I wanted to, you know, expand on my thoughts. That's what it's for.
I love it. Yeah. And 6 months, how do you like being a podcaster?
I like it. I like sharing it with my audience. I'm always surprised when people tell me that they listen, because I feel like I'm talking to myself half the time. I'm like,
oh, shit, that's me. Please
stop that. I know.
I feel like I'm talking to myself half the time, but people actually listen, so that's cool.
Isn't it amazing, yeah, like the power of podcasting? How many people are out there and, and then connect with your stuff? Because you're right. Yeah. Sometimes it feels as though, am I talking to any? Is this mic on?
Is anybody hearing me? Yeah.
So what made you decide to do a podcast? I think that's great.
I have a lot to say. I love hot topics. I love pop culture, and I want to weigh in too. And I want to further expound on, and I wanted to share more of myself that you don't get to see on a show, on our show, and expand on where I come from and, you know, and how I arrived here. I didn't just show up here overnight. You know, it's been a journey.
I know. And you only get to see tiny snippets of that on the show. And I was going to ask you about that. But wait, I like the topics on your podcast. Like you had Where's Wendy Williams. Mm-hmm. What did you think? What did you think of that documentary?
I still need to see the last two parts, but heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. I used to watch Wendy every single day, her before show, her after show. I was in it. She's such a gift.
I know.
She's such a professional to just sit in that chair for 20 minutes and just speak to camera, no notes. Well, she probably had a teleprompter, but she just liked sharing herself. And
I know.
And she was so honest, even though sometimes, you know, we didn't always like what she was saying, but those were her thoughts. And she was given that platform to do that. And to see how everything has turned out, people taking advantage of her, and to see her in that state, it's just hard. It was tough.
Isn't it heartbreaking? Yeah. You know, you work so hard, you make all those millions of dollars, and there she was kind of alone. I know. It's just so heartbreaking. You see somebody on TV, you think, oh, they're great, that life is so good, and you thought she was so amazing, and now it's, will we ever see her back to that capacity ever again?
I don't know. I just want her to be well. I want her to be sober. I just want her to be well.
Joan Rivers to me. Like Joan Rivers was the other one the day we lost her, because they were just two voices that it's so hard to find people that really just don't give a fuck, you know, and go out there and they don't care and they're willing to sever relationships.
Exactly that.
That takes a big person to do that. Oh, God. I mean, by the way, you're in a business of relationships. So, you know,
I can't do that. Yeah.
I'm sure you'd like to fry so many of your clients, but I know. Here we are,
just
right?
Keep it moving.
Yeah. Obviously, Buying Beverly Hills, huge, huge hit season two, even more so than season one.
Yes.
How did you get cast for this show?
Okay, so I'll try to make this quick.
Give us the abbreviated version.
It's a lot. I'll give you the cliff notes. Okay, so I transitioned into real estate full-time during the pandemic. I was working for Kevin Stewart, who you see on the show with me.
Yes.
I was working as his assistant initially. I was shadowing him, and then I started to do my own deals within 6 months of being his assistant. The show comes around, like there's a bulletin email that goes around to the entire company. We have this opportunity for a show. If you want to do it, submit yourself in your office space and, you know, send it here. I'm like, I'm new. I don't have any, I'm barely here myself. This is a huge company. This is a top firm. I'm new. What do they want me for? You know, so I didn't submit myself. Kevin, a bunch of other people did. Or I'm pretty sure most of the company submitted themselves for it. I did not. I ended up getting a call from Jane, who's Mauricio's assistant, because I would see her in the office after hours while I was, you know, doing administrative tasks. So we got pretty close, and she ended up calling me one day. She says, you know, we're doing this show, right? Yeah, I've heard about it. You know, I've heard about it. Would you be interested? I said, well, I'm just an assistant. I don't know what story I would be telling. She says, that's exactly what we're looking for. We're looking for people that are new. I said, okay. I agreed to one call with the production company, and I got a call maybe 2 weeks later saying Netflix says if we don't hire you, we're fucking crazy.
And here we are.
Yeah.
So I know before you got into kind of real estate and assistant, you were a dancer. Mm-hmm. Like, did you grow up always knowing, did you always have that feeling you would be on TV?
No, I did not. I knew I had a personality. I knew that I had a lot to say. I knew that I had like a light or something, but I didn't know how that was going to manifest or what was going to happen. I hope that something would, but I didn't know how that would manifest.
So never set out. Never was that guy, you know, in high school and middle school that people were like, all right, he'll be on television. He'll be.
No, I was the underdog. Like I kind of flew under the radar.
I can relate. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So if you really knew me, then you understood who I was. But other than that, I'm pretty reserved. Like I'm naturally pretty reserved. So everybody doesn't get that part of me.
Okay. So you get cast. Season one happens. Mm-hmm. And then you guys film for season two, which was obviously much more explosive with everything going on with Mo and Kyle's marriage. Mm-hmm. How did that explain this to me? Because I think people are feeling, at least I'm feeling as a viewer, is how did you guys get so much of their relationship on your show about real estate and about the family? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we saw some of it on Beverly Hills, but I was saying this to you before we started. What was wild about it is we actually seemed to find out more about Mo and Kyle on Buying Beverly Hills than we did on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. How did that happen?
I think Kyle has said that they were already done with production by the time all the news that came out, by the time that People Magazine article came out. And we were in the middle of shooting our show, so I think that's kind of how we ended up getting more of the story. Yeah.
Did you get to see any of that before it went live? Were you like, okay, fucking ratings gold. Here we go.
No, I didn't get to see. Our show came out on Friday. We got to see two episodes on Tuesday.
Season one. How was it?
Season one, I didn't get to see anything at all before it went out. I saw nothing. You know how nerve-wracking that is?
Well, yeah, because you don't know what your storyline's going
to
be.
I have no idea. I mean, it was my first time on TV. I was very new to a position. It was a lot happening, but I just threw myself at it and said, something good's going to come of this because you don't get these kind of opportunities all the time. But it was very scary. I remember I was at my friend's house and we stayed up until midnight. And I watched like 4 episodes and I went to sleep and said, okay, I release it into the atmosphere. Like, I can't do anything about it. It's out there. But yeah. I was still very pleased with season one as well.
I always feel that makes the best reality star. Mm-hmm. Andy Cohen always says Candy Burris is one of his favorites because she never calls about an edit.
Yeah.
She just, whatever happens, happens. And
I think, those are my words, and I stand by that, yeah.
You have to hear
me complaining about anything like that.
Yeah. I did hear you say that you're quite close with Sophia, one of Kyle and Mo's daughters. How did that happen? Was that because you'd already worked in the office with them and you knew the family?
I got to know Sophia more in season two. I got close with Alexia and Farrah initially because, you know, we were working together, but I just got to know Sophia a lot more. But she's super sweet. I like her a lot. I like them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too, actually. I know there's been different articles like the show has a Nepo baby problem that, you know, and I know a lot of people make comments like they're already rich and, you know, do they actually work? Is this, you know, but you've said that everybody that's a part of the agency actually works.
Yeah. I was in the office twice this week. Everybody was there. We are not filming.
Do you ever get this? Because I'm sure you have listeners and you obviously have viewers nationwide. Do people think the agency is a real do they think it's real?
Well, they better know it's real. We have over like 100 offices worldwide. They better fucking know what's up. I mean, yeah, they better know. I don't know what you think, but you better ask somebody.
But do you ever get that feedback to people?
I think what people think is that what they see on the show is all that we are. And there's we can't capture every single office. The show focuses on us in Beverly Hills. There's a lot more that you guys don't see, which we want to show. But the first season, it was COVID. We couldn't, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah. You couldn't show.
There's things that you just can't. I mean, it's impossible to capture everybody, but it's pretty big. It's pretty large. We have an annual conference every year called Forum where we all get together. And it's like four days of, you know, conventions and speaking. And then we have a big blowout party at the end. And it's like, wow. These are all agents.
I worked for a realtor
when
I first moved to DC, and he staged every goddamn home we sold. It was, and I hauled furniture from one goddamn storage unit, hungover at 24, to the next damn place, and we staged it. But realtors are so much fun, and realtors need reality shows because there's the best dramas. They talk shit about each other. They're competitive. I mean, they are.
Yeah.
Great for television.
I mean, there's so many things that happen. In one phone call, my day can go from here to here. I can get good news or I can get news that something is like canceled. It's done. So like, I'm actually pretty scared of answering my phone most of the time because I don't know what's it going to be. Yeah.
Well, and they're moody. And honest to God, you earn every commission. I don't know how you deal with the sellers.
Absolutely.
Like these people, you have to be their goddamn therapist. And the attachment people have to their homes.
Yeah.
First of all, if you said to me, you can make $4 million off this home, I would be like, let's get it up. Let's get it. I don't care. Get the goddamn sage.
Yeah.
Whatever. But people are so attached to their homes. And it's very emotional.
Yeah, because I mean, most people, they've raised their families in their home. They've seen their kids come and go. So it can be a very emotional process. But some people, it's just a business transaction as well. So it just depends on what the motivation is.
So is selling Beverly Hills like actually fun, or are these people a nightmare?
I've had good and bad situations. I wouldn't even say bad. I would say challenging. But that's just part of navigating relationships. There's so many different personalities. I've had some clients, I'm like,
I'd be like, bitch, your 1962 goddamn Gucci pillow that's riddled with moths. We're getting rid of this shit.
it's a lot of deep breaths and just trying to understand. Okay, what's your motivation? What are we doing here? Okay, so you said you wanted to sell, but this is stopping us from selling.
So good. Yeah. Isn't the best part, though, going into people's homes? I'm with you. I moved here 2 years ago, and my favorite thing to do is drive through Bel Air and Beverly Hills and look in neighborhoods and the Palisades. I mean, I have to say, that was the best part of being a realtor's assistant when I did it in a stager. It was so fun to go into people's homes and see how they live.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, well, by the time we get in there, everything is out. But
That's true. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Most people sell. Most people now sell. Do they stage anymore? Or most people sell?
Mostly everything is staged now because you have to. I mean, you want to create a taste level and. That aspiration for the consumer. So that takes, you know, let's take your stuff out. Let's put some other stuff in. Yeah. Or sometimes the seller's already gone, you know?
Yeah, they've already moved out. Yeah. What is the most, tell me about the best real estate porn you have ever walked into here in Beverly. I just went to an $80 million home in Beverly Hills, and they had a fundraiser for some political party. Mm-hmm. And I thought, they've really invited the wrong person. I ain't giving these people two nickels, but okay.
We're in an $80 million home, you don't need my money.
They were like, hello, we're looking for donors for the LGBTQ plus. And I thought, that is lovely, but you ain't getting two pennies out of me. I don't know why I'm here.
Right.
But the house was like, I mean, you couldn't even make it. The kid, they had, it was like a Kim Kardashian situation where they had this whole playground for the kids that was like old Western and then like a real life size, you know, dollhouse.
I mean, Bel Air, you said?
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, yeah. I mean, that's the favorite part of my job. I have seen, it's starting to like run together at this point, but I've seen so many amazing houses. Like I still pitch myself.
I'm like, does one stand out? Do you ever go to one and you're like, oh, this is another level? It's
bad that I can't even remember. It's just so many.
Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12 and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right? You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. How ironic! I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment, plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com and tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you.
We had a listing up in the hills at the agency, and it was just like all glass, and there was like live plants in it as well. It's almost like a big atrium, but it was a home.
Oh my God.
Was like one of the best homes I've ever seen.
The other one, I'm going to have you call Josh Flagg and pretend that I can afford Judy Garland's house that's for sale for $11 million in Bel Air. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to go in that house.
Mm-hmm. Let's set it up.
All right.
Send me proof of funds. Because Josh is not letting us in there.
Josh is looking, where are the like, zeros? Where are the zeros?
That says $11. This house is $11 million.
Oh my God. Tell me, I've met Mauricio and Kyle at Homeless Not Toothless, which is a whole nother. It was the best. I went to a Homeless Not Toothless fundraiser. Dory set it up.
From the show.
Sharon Stone was there.
Okay.
It was all the women were there. It was epic. And they were like shooting, you know, for the show, and you could buy a ticket. So my other podcasting friend who I adore, we got tickets. We went, we sat right next to Mo and Kyle.
Okay.
And it was great. And the guy that runs it gets up there and he goes, I know there's controversy about the name, about people being homeless but not toothless, but I really help people without teeth. I was enthralled. He isn't changing it because now it's such good branding.
Run with it, yeah.
He's got to roll with it now. He can't change it because no one's going to care about the You Have No Teeth Foundation. Now it's not homeless,
not toothless. Yeah.
It's so good.
Toothless, not homeless. That was so funny.
Oh my God, Kathy is the best. but what, I mean, Mo has to be a genius, I would think, of a boss. What makes him good at real estate?
He is such a connector.
Oh, you know, that's good. Yeah. I can see that.
He's been at this so long. He's delivered from every price point. He just knows so much about being a professional like agent. We have sales meetings every Tuesday, and I always look forward to him being there. But you know, he's so busy, so sometimes he's not. But when he's there, I make it a point to be there. I'm there when he's not, but when he's really there, I'm there too. But he just has like nuggets of information, and he can just pull on something that you know, something that he's done, something that he's achieved, a lesson. I think he has a book as well if you haven't read it yet. But
he
just has so much information.
Is the book like his biography slash real estate? Or okay.
I believe it's called The Dealmaker.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's clearly good at what he does. Yeah. I mean, and I would imagine it sounds like they started from humble beginnings. So I have to imagine, you know, the first home he sold was not necessarily, although I know he worked for Rick, so maybe it was always high end, but I would imagine they have sold
at all price points. He always says that he sold the most $20 million and up homes, you know. In that range, he sold the most of them. He always boasts about that.
Yeah, I don't blame
but
him.
But it's a big brag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you think, I mean, do you feel like Kyle and Mo's relationship overshadowed this season, or you think that it was necessary? Because, you know, your show is real estate porn and your drama, but I mean, really, a lot of people tuned in for that.
I think it's a nice mix of both. I think, I mean, you still got our personal stories and our personal journey, but I mean, that's something that happened in their lives, so it's up to us to show it. We have to showcase what's happening in our lives and be honest about that.
How did you feel like you could best support the girls? I mean, they got very emotional on the show, so I have to imagine there were emotional days in the office. Like, I mean, you're in a tough spot, right?
Yeah.
How do you...
Yeah, I didn't know how much to address because I figured people were reaching out to them, so I just tried to, you know... I'm here, or I don't want to bombard you with text messages because I know that everybody's texting you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just try to, you know, be maybe an escape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that you want to be in the entertainment business too, right? You don't want to do just real estate. You also want to do entertainment.
Yes.
So if you could wave a magic wand, what is your next Hollywood 5 years look like?
I want to do more TV, more media. I want an HGTV show.
Yes, I heard you say that.
I'm manifesting that, and I'm going to be pitching something. So I'm working on some things.
Okay, don't give away the idea because everybody steals all the ideas, and they do. They steal all the ideas in Hollywood. I once pitched a show to a production company called The One That Got Away, which was going to find your first love, and then 6 months later, they produced it without me.
Wow.
So yeah, I never had. That was a tough lesson.
Yeah.
I never had them sign an NDA. I never had them sign a development agreement. I didn't have an agent at the time. So
I hear stories about that all the time. That's scary.
Oh, I went in and they were like, yeah, we want to hear your pitches. And I gave them three pitches and that one showed up on TV 6 months later. That was probably...
What did they tell you about the pitch?
Nothing. They never called me again. They deleted my number.
Oh, wow.
I was like...
like there was no feedback?
I'm like, I'm suing you.
That's the worst.
Like, click. So don't give it away. I never tell my concepts because people, it's, you know, there's sort of this saying that everything's been done. So like your little tweak is valuable because most concepts have been done. But you're drawn to the HGTV type shows.
Yes. I mean, I work with primarily first-time home buyers a lot, and there are questions that they have a lot, and I want to be able to address that and address that for the masses as well.
Do you think that home ownership is even possible for all of us that are 40 and under? Like, be honest, we're never owning a home, are we?
I do. Well, it kind of depends on where you live.
Oh, I got to move to fucking Kansas? Yeah. Great. Terrific.
Oklahoma.
No offense to our Kansas and Oklahoma viewers. Great. So now I'm going to move to Oklahoma.
I might be right behind you.
Okay, can you be honest about this, though? When you sell homes to young people, what do they actually do for a living? Or are their parents co-signing?
I mean, you have a lot of creatives now. So you have a lot of TikTokers and content creators who are getting big checks from these big brands. So there's money to be made there, and they are making it. We have clients who have very rich parents, too, who can pay in cash.
But nobody would a 9-to-5 job, right?
That's, well, yeah, I was, yeah. No, I was just, I was just going over my client list. But yeah, there are traditional 9-to-5ers as well who've saved to achieve that dream.
I know, it is, it is. I mean, look, California is unique. I tell people, unless you are going to be in Hollywood tech, you are been hired by Amazon, don't move here. Like, I mean, why would you live here? It is the craziest place to start a business. They're not friendly to business owners. And, you know, everything is insanely expensive. If you're a TikToker, I think you need to be here, a YouTuber, a creator like that. But otherwise, if you're an accountant, you do not need to live here. You
go to Oklahoma. Go to Oklahoma.
Not there. Right. I mean, why would you move here? Right. But that is interesting. Okay. So they're becoming creators, and those types of people do have enough money that they are buying $1 million homes.
Big business.
I do hear that everywhere I go.
And the bigger the profile, the bigger the check. My boyfriend works in branding and talent management. So I know what
they're making.
What's coming across. Yeah.
How about any OnlyFans? Like, cause I'm thinking about that. Like,
well, that's what I meant by content creator.
Oh, is that what you meant by content? Well, stop, you should have said that.
That's content.
Get out of here. Yeah. So they're only, I'm thinking it's they're art. On here making TikTok soup. You're that like, too. No, you're showing your twat, girl. Yeah. Okay, so I get it. So in a creator, so these OnlyFans creators are making so much money out here. They're the ones buying homes. Oh my God, I'm getting into it.
Them, TikTokers, social media. Overall.
In general. Yeah. They're looped in that. Yeah. Oh my God. I gotta launch my foot account. Yeah. I've got
you
it.
Gotta,
this
you gotta
is...
get them feet out there. Get them dogs out there. What you waiting for?
Nothing. I do just too many moral. I don't know. You know what I mean? I'm like, God, do I want my family seeing this? But I guess who cares?
Put a mask on. That's what everybody's doing.
Mask on. That's what they do. Yeah. Oh God, that's amazing.
Make it with a mask on.
Okay, so your HGTV show. I love this. Any drama that you feel you want to clear up from the show that wasn't shown?
No, not really. I missed all there. I'm very proud of the show. I'm very happy with how everything turned out. I didn't know how funny everybody was. I'm like, why are you guys so funny? Because we're in the office, you know, we're in the thick of it. We don't really have time to... I mean, we socialize, but it's a different level. So, and I don't necessarily get to see everything that they film for things that I'm not in. So I just feel like everybody brought it. I was so entertained, and I'm very proud of it. But no, I don't have anything to clear up. Everything I said, I mean.
That's good.
And that's that.
If you can stand by that, that's pretty good. Because, yes, I'm sure you know, reality TV people, I do, that second guess everything and want things edited. I just think that's the worst. Just say it and stand by it. And
or
if you
don't
do,
say it, and it doesn't have to be edited.
Yes, and all of us are going to say things. So if you mess up, just apologize. You know what I mean? And move on. Like, that to me is like, okay, I said it. I shouldn't have said talk shit about you or whatever.
I mean, sometimes I have those thoughts when I'm like, what did I just say? What just happened? Oh my God. Like the scene with me and Ben when we got into it at the bar, I was after that was done, I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna hate to see that back. And I did watch it through my hands, but I meant it in the moment. I meant exactly what I said.
Yeah.
I just hate that I went there, you know.
Well, in reality TV, you have to really truly be yourself.
Yeah.
You have
that's
to.
All I got. And after a few drinks, you're uninhibited.
What advice did Mo give you? Because, you know, there's always been talk that Kyle Richards is like one of the other producers on RHOBH, that she's that good, you know, with knowing good television. I mean, is Mauricio like that? Did he kind of tell you or coach you guys? Not like fake, but I'm saying like, is he a producer like that?
He is not. He just wants us to be authentic in ourselves. So I don't get those kind of notes from anybody.
Oh, really?
We really show up and just do it. Yeah.
Because he's so good on TV now, too. I'm like, gosh, I wonder if he's a little mastermind behind the scenes. Yeah,
no. There's no ghost producers.
None, huh? Just,
and I'm not surprised by how good everybody is, but it is kind of like shocking. I'm like, wow, we are not, like, I'm not an actor. None of us are actors. So, you know, to put it out there like that, I'm very happy with the results. Because it's really good. Like, I would watch this show if I wasn't on it.
Well, and not knowing you, I truly thought with your like dance background that you always wanted to be on television. And so you're right, to your point. And I think Ben, they're actual true realtors. So I'm not sure if their intention was to ever be on television, but they are, I think, better than you think they're going
to be. Yeah, everyone's an actual agent. We all do this on and off camera. And I don't think anybody intended to take this route, but you know, you get opportunities and you roll with it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Do you think that you're going to sell Morgan, Wade, and Kyle their first home?
Next question. You won't get me, Laura. I'm a professional.
Oh, okay. Well, moving on. Do you have a favorite Morgan Wade song you want to? Okay. Tattoo, maybe?
I wish her well. I wish well for everybody. I want everybody to get what their heart desires.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm ready for them to come out. I mean, look, I love a hot lesbian couple. I do. Don't you? I mean, maybe not your.
I cannot do this.
You love a hot kick.
I can't.
Oh, we've got to move on. Okay. Well, anyway, I love a hot lesbian couple.
I love lesbians. I'm gay. Yeah.
And nothing's better than a woman that is a lesbian at 50. I mean, I'm telling you, right?
What do they call that? A late in life lesbian?
Late in life. Late in life les. Yeah. And they are the best, I swear.
You know any? Well,
so many. Okay. That's why I feel like it is true and going to work. I cannot even tell you how many women that I know, and I went to an all-women's college.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, honey. The amount of them that think they're straight, and then they turn 40, they get divorced, and 50, and they are the hardcorest lesbians you've ever met. Gosh. And they usually stay married to their partners.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a real deal. We wish everybody well.
Yeah. Everybody.
I think this was good. I want you to promote. Brandon. You think you're going to do recaps? I think this is genius.
I am. I'm going to start doing recaps of the show. I'm going to start with season two, and then we'll go back and do season one.
Okay, great idea.
And I'll have friends on. Maybe a castmate. We'll see.
Oh, you should. I would like to hear you interview the girls. You know, that would be good. Mm-hmm. Even and your other, all of them actually. That would be very interesting.
We'll do that.
That would be
fine. We make it happen. We got 10 episodes. Okay. Might have to double up on a few. We have a lot of castmates.
Bring them all in.
Who are your favorites? Besides me.
I like Alexia. Yes. I didn't catch that. I was going to say you last. No, that's so terrible.
A Brandon.
Well, Brandon and I actually like Sophia and Alexia a lot. And then who is the one that flirts with
Melissa?
Yes. Huh. Okay. Yeah. But no. But who's the really hot guy? That's kind
Adam.
Oh, God, he is gorgeous.
Right.
He very hot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Adam, I like just to look at. I couldn't tell you three things he says.
So we
used
to have. There's two Adams on our team, and so we would call Adam Big Adam.
Wait, because he's tall or something else?
It's because there's another Adam.
Oh, I thought there was like another good story about
Big Adam is what we call him.
All right, I was hoping for like something else.
You have to say
about
it like with a deep voice. Big Adam.
Mm-hmm. Have you thought about OnlyFans? You thought about being a content creator?
Just with my voice. I'll do like phone sex. Maybe.
You should do phone sex. You'd make so much money.
I should. I'm just going to talk down here for the rest of the interview.
Even on your HGTV show, that could be really good. Like, just like this dirty, deep Brandon and then telling people what to do with their homes.
So we got to think of a title then. Something dirty but clean.
I know. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavored. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of five-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their conception for her and conception for him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her Fertility Aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO.
Come back to that.
We'll be here all day. Oh my gosh. No, I like the show too. And I think, I said to you, I would be mad if I were Bravo, because I thought the best scenes were the scenes of the family, the girls. They're very loyal to Mo too, which I thought was great. Clearly it's their dad, you know, but I think that really brought you guys a whole new audience. And then I think everybody on there is good. I feel like finding their own on season two.
Yeah.
Better voices, you know.
You watch more season drama. One too?
No, I'm a season two fan too. Like, I just got on board.
Okay.
I like some real estate shows, but I like the real meaning to, you know what I'm saying? I like your real storyline. So that's what drew me to.
Do you watch any other real estate shows like Million Dollar Listing or Selling Sunset?
I watched Selling Sunset.
I'm interviewing you now. I'm sorry. I'm asking you questions.
No, please interview me. Yeah. You're a podcaster. I started out watching Selling Sunset and I loved it. Like, I loved season two for your show because I thought it started out really true to them and their storylines, and you got to know the brothers.
Yeah.
But then I thought it jumped the shark. I just thought it became about the girls' outfits, and I don't know. Right. It just
people compare our shows all the time. They are our Netflix partners. They're very supportive of us, but I think it's a very different show. Our shows are very different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jason Oppenheimer seems like he wants to just fuck everybody in the office. So there, Mo doesn't. What, there I don't really get that vibe from Mo. I don't. I think Mo's much more respectable. I know there's some office antics, but I mean, Jason Oppenheimer to me, I enjoy them both, the twins. But it just seems like the women come out and these people do dress crazy in LA, but they really don't dress like that to show a house.
We don't really dress like that.
No, like most Philly girls don't.
That's the brand. It makes for great TV. That's what people tune in to see. They want to see the dolls.
They do. Yeah. They do for that.
And
I think they
deliver. And those girls are making fucking money. Like, they...
Right? And they're really buying
they're
these
killing
homes.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Brandon, we love you. Congrats on all your success. It's terrific. I love you are a Hollywood story, which is amazing. You know, to come out here... Yeah, you really are. You're making it happen. I mean, most people never even land on a show, let alone two seasons. Mm-hmm. That's huge.
I appreciate it. I'm blessed. I'm just trying to keep it going.
Oh, I didn't even ask you. Yeah. Okay. By the way, before we leave, where did you grow up? Like, what did you, I remember? I should have started with that, but you got me with the podcast. I'm like, I love a fellow podcast.
I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. I moved here in July of 2010. So it'd be almost 14 years for me. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And
it's been a journey.
Really?
Yes.
In what way? Like, what happened when you first?
It's just like, I originally came here as a dancer. So I was doing that. I was living in like an artist house with like 20 people. That should have been a reality show. Like, four sets of bunk beds in one room. Like, and all those people, they were like actors, creators. Everybody was just here trying to make it. We had a terrible person who was like the landlord who would eat our food and fuck on the girls. It was a lot. It was just a lot. And I refused. I would not let my parents know where I was. They thought I was like living with roommates in a traditional apartment, but I was like secretly going through it. But I eventually clawed my way out of that. It's just been like constant crying. Wow.
That makes for the best, though. Then every big win you get, you appreciate it so much. You're so grateful. And I think you respect and are grateful for the money. Because I always think when I've gone through hard times and then when the money flows again, you're like, thank God. And I'll never be as crazy with it as I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did anybody become super famous from that house that you lived in?
There's some pretty big like content creators, but not anybody like on TV. No.
Okay, so the house was a shithole, and probably, then you're just the star. It's just me. You became the star. Okay, there you go. That's
And I don't even think about myself in that way until I said, "I'm like, oh no, it's me."
It's you.
Wow, right? That's crazy.
You're the star.
Shit, I never thought about that.
Right?
Damn.
And you made it.
Wow.
It's really good. I know what you're saying, though. I mean, you know, in a way, I feel like I've made it in some ways, but you just want the checks to be bigger. You're where are the zeros here?
Yeah,
where are
they? Like, try to like enjoy the journey, but where is the money? Where the fuck is the money?
Well, that's the thing. People think, you know, like I just scored this first interview with Drake Bell, right? Mm-hmm. From Nickelodeon's like Quiet on Set. And people
need to watch that.
Oh my God. If you know, you and I are like a little bit older, I think, than for the shows, mm-hmm. but you know, if you're a millennial too, mm-hmm. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And so people loved those shows like The Amanda Show, Drake and Josh, mm-hmm. all that. And when you find out what was really going on behind the scenes, it's so crazy. But anyway, you have these big moments in Hollywood, you land a show, mm-hmm. and then people automatically think that you're just like rich and you're like, let me give you a tour of my two-bedroom apartment.
Go to my 600-square-foot loft.
I know, right?
It's
very hard. It's much harder. The game has changed a lot. And to your point, it's like OnlyFans and those TikTokers and YouTube, they're the ones sort of making the big money. And people on traditional TV, it's a lot harder.
I'm taking my clothes off.
I know. I'm telling you. You and I'll do it. Here, we'll do a podcast together and then fuck and then just, you know.
That was amazing.
I mean, it might take us a long time to get there, but that's, you know, we'll just keep them.
We'll figure it out.
We'll keep them locked in.
I know how to persevere. I know how to like set my mind on a target and, you know, accomplish a goal, you know?
And I just never shut up. So I'll just, you know, keep talking until something happens, you know? Oh God.
It's so funny. It's amazing.
Well, I love to have fun with my guests. Yes. I do. I really do. You know, and I want you to be the best yourself and enjoy it and have fun. And there's too many serious interviews. You know, you're a podcast host and stuff. Don't you hate like doing serious?
I don't want to do fucking like true crime or any of that shit. No.
Let's get to it.
And there's an audience for that. It's just not me. I want to laugh. I want to have fun. I want to have a good time.
Me too. And you know, I want to talk about sex and the truth and like, how are you really making your coins and what's really happening? Because we're all in it, in this struggle and creation here and the whole thing, you know?
Absolutely.
Tell us though one last thing. Your boyfriend.
Yes.
How long have you guys been together?
A year and some change.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so things are still going well. Yeah. You guys are happy.
Things are going well. We have a bit of a weekend thing. Like, I live downtown. He lives in North Hollywood, and that's not far from each other. But there's a little thing in between that's called the 101, and that thing is backed up. So we do like a Friday to Monday thing.
Oh my God,
it's the best.
Friday to Monday.
It's the best. We get to have our lives during the week. And it's really the best when you're having a little spat. You're like, you know what? I'll see you next Friday. Yeah. I'll see you next Friday. And we still talk on the phone and everything, but it's like, I get that distance. I mean, things are going to change when we move in together.
It's true.
That's a whole other thing, but I like our little thing. It works for us. It's going great. And he's the best. He's super funny. He's super spicy. He got a few moments on the show, too. We actually had more that didn't make it. We had a whole date night scene. We shut down an arcade. It was super fun.
Oh,
and we
my
were just
God.
Talking about everything. You saw a little clip of it, but we didn't get to see the whole thing. That's fine. He'll be back for season 3 if they renew us.
You will. You're getting a renewal. Yeah. I mean, because I think a lot of people are talking about this season. Yeah, so I think you got a lot of eyebrows, eyeballs.
I check it on like social media, TikTok and Twitter, and people are talking. Like, that's a good sign. I think we got up to number 4 on Netflix.
I have to imagine that's very hard considering they put out.
Last year our highest was number 6, so we're climbing up there.
This season was great. Yeah. You know, like I said, I think the personal stuff really did, you know,
it did help
bring in an audience. And I think you need that depth, which you guys absolutely
had. Leave a little scandal.
And leave a little scandal. Oh my God, we want more scandal.
More scandal. What am I going to do?
We'll come up with something, believe me. Well, Mauricio be a right. star. You know, that could be a good storyline. That would be a good one. That could be.
I'll work on it.
Good drama. Yeah, we'll work on that. Oh my gosh. Well, wishing you so much success. And everyone should check out the podcast. I love you. You have a very soothing, I don't know if you've ever, I mean, you're fun like I am too, but you could also do a meditation calm app.
I should try that.
We could go to bed with Brandon.
Go to bed with Brandon.
Yeah. You see, you have, you have that sultry.
It's either down there or it's really up there. You know, there's no in between. Like either I'm chill or I'm excited. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. But the chill is very calming. Okay. Yeah. Your AMA episode was so good. It was very.
Well, you really listened. I love that. Thank you.
Yes. Well, I try to do my research here on the Sarah Fraser Show. Have you had? Wait till you have a guest on, or you go on someone's show, and they really have no clue. It's the way you just.
No idea who you are.
They're like, oh, skip. Wait, I thought you were on. Weren't you on this show?
Selling
like,
Beverly Hills.
No,
that's my favorite.
Selling Beverly Hills. Yes. Now you on Selling Beverly Hills. Yeah, people don't know. I hate that. I always like if I'm gonna have a guest, I try to do as much research. I really want to even get like a more deep dive because Howard Stern is my favorite because they're notorious.
I love Howard Stern.
Oh, I love Howard and Robin.
His greatest. His interviews are so thought out, so well researched. It's like who's doing this? He knows everything.
Well, yeah. You know, his secrets and tips, I mean, they have their producers like call former agents and call, and they get stories. So when people come on, they go, now tell me about that story, that time you were with Mick Jagger, that time you were doing this. And then the person's always like a little cough, like, how'd you know that?
Yeah.
And that's what I think makes a great interview because.
I agree. You got to have those details.
You do, because a lot of us, and that's what I always enjoy getting people on a subject talking about like OnlyFans or sex. It's because it opens people up. Maybe you're
that's
like,
why I like OnlyFans because it opens people up.
You know, that's why I enjoy asking you about OnlyFans. You know, but at least it's something different than the kind of canned.
Yeah.
I hate those interviews. Same. You know,
I want to see some personality.
Me too.
We did good.
Oh, we did a great job. Come back, please. Come back.
I would love to
talk.
You're gonna come on mine.
I will be on yours. I am obsessed. I watch so much TV. Okay. I don't know if you're into documentaries or other reality shows you let me know. I love
It's on.
Oh my God. Anything and pop culture, any topics, any other Wendy topic. We should try to get Wendy's son on. We'll do a joint podcast.
I have some questions for him.
Me too. I have so many. Oh God. Anyway, okay. Always. We could sit here all day.
We could.
Podcast studio. The guy that's running the place, like, he's over here, like, giving us the wrap. It's like, okay, all right. Brandon Graves, obviously, Buying Beverly Hills, season 1, season 2, now streaming on Netflix. Everybody needs to go watch.
Please watch.
Please watch. Basically, Brandon is the podcast. What days do you put out new episodes?
Every Wednesday.
Every single Wednesday. Subscribe, subscribe. That's key in our business.
Yes, please. Help me out.
Help you out.
Change my life.
Me too. Help us out. Help for us God's out. Sakes. Help us out. Yeah. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So much fun.
So much. Loved.